Hello and welcome to the first ever Jesmyn Local podcast. This week we went along to the launch of the Jesmyn Community Festival, now in its sixth year, to talk to some of the performers and organisers of the two-week event. And what better way to kick us off than with a poem from the fantastic town crier.
Welcome to the launch of Jesmyn Community Festival 2010. Yeah. Covering 16 days, it's bigger and better than ever. Again. Starting on Saturday at 12 with a parade to the Grand Festival Fair, bands, drummers, juggling, stilts, and the wonderful Egyptian horse will be there. Off to West Jesmyn School, where there will be many a stall, not forgetting books and refreshments in St. Hilda's Church Hall, activities for youngsters in the library and the pool, and beading classes at Libido. Now, isn't that cool? Then for more than 2 weeks, there's so much to do. Music in the churches, entertainment, dancing and bands in the schools, poetry and comics, making bird boxes with tools, walking and singing chocolate treats, dancing and baking and other such feats. Something for everyone, older, middling or young. But without our sponsors, it couldn't be done. So thank you to all who support it so well, especially this morning, the New Northumbria Hotel. Pick up a programme, make sure it is seen, support the events, and God save the Queen.
And if you're wondering why the town crier signed off with God save the Queen, then here is her explanation.
All town crier cries have to end with God save the Queen. In days gone by, it was God save the King when it was a king, or God save the Queen, or God save Britannia, or whatever it happened to be at the time, because town crying is a very, very old thing.
Now, we didn't just talk to the town crier, we also caught up with the Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Michael Cookson, who talked about the value of community. Not in rhyme, though, unfortunately.
Well, I think it's important for all communities to act together. That's what community is about. There are some places in this world that don't have communities, and you know, they're very important, soft, not very easy to describe, not very easy to measure, but very important indeed to civilized life. A community, a village, you know, that's that Indian saying I think that Hillary Clinton uses. It takes a man and a woman to produce a child, but it takes a village to educate one. But the thing is, to grow properly, and a human being needs a village, and the village is a community. And anything that grows, it seems to suggest to me, it's welcomed and it's viable. As more and more people sit around the table and discuss these things, and there's something like 57 events on this year, I think, or 58 even, and it's just really good to see the community interacting with each other. Not just, you know, ethnically, but age, aspiration, values. But working together gets an awful lot better things done, you know.
We also spoke to one of the festival's organisers, and he picked out a few things to look forward to.
Well, there's Put a Spring in Your Step, which is very, very popular. That's like a tea dance for elderly people. And also the Young Bands Night has done extremely well. That's aimed at teenagers who are too young to go into licensed bars. The festival parade is always fantastic. You just keep your fingers crossed for good weather. But if the weather's good, so long as the weather's good on Saturday, the festival parade is great. I think some of the concerts are very, very good. There's three concerts at Holy Trinity Church, which I think will be very high standard. And the Sing It Yourself events at St George's Church. So I'm looking forward to those.
So that's what one of the organisers is looking forward to. But what about our favourite town crier?
I'm looking forward to the cake baking competition, but I understand that it's anonymous, but you never know.
Are you taking part?
Well, I would like to, but my two granddaughters think they can beat me at baking cakes, so there's a little bit of competition going on there, I have to say. But I do intend to do a cake.
Well, you heard it here first, the town crier will be making a cake. How about that for a bit of gossip? Now, Maya will also be at the festival and she is a poi dancer. Here she is describing what she does.
Poi basically is an art from New Zealand. It's a Maori art, uses a tribal dance in the areas. And it's a really good way to keep fit, learn how to coordinate your body, and in the same time a bit the mind as well.
And if you fancy having a go, then poi workshops will be taking place during the festival. Here's instructor Eloise to tell us what to expect.
It'll be a good workout, as Maya was saying. Like we teach it as a fitness class, as a way of kind of coordinating yourself and self-expression and kind of incorporating that dance side. So they'll get to have, obviously, hopefully, if the weather is as nice as it is today, we'll be outside. They'll have a good opportunity to kind of start spinning, learning some tricks, actually starting to see how they could use it to keep themselves fit and move around with it.
So there's plenty to look forward to at the festival this year. There's over 50 events, so something for everyone. Any last words from our town crier?
Just that I want everybody to come over the next 16 days to the festival and enjoy all the wonderful things that there are. Go for it. Come and enjoy all these things that have been laid on.
So thanks for listening to Jesmyn Local's first ever podcast. We'll leave you with a track from Stephen Richardson, who'll be performing during the festival.
Tell me who's there and John the River Leader, tell me who's there at John the River Leader. Who's there right here? John the River Leader wrote the book of the Seven Seals. Tell me who's there at John the River Leader.